The hundreds of positions the Air Force expects to be eliminated at Eielson is less than half the number previously estimated. And as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, it's unclear how solid the estimate is.
Ever since the Air Force announced its plan to move 21 F-16s from Eielson to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, many officials have stated that the transfer could affect up to half of Eielson's workforce of 3,100 military and civilian workers. Here's just one example, Senator Lisa Murkowski talking to a crowd at the Carlson Center last month.
We're talking about a decision that comes out of the blue and snags about half of your personnel out of Eielson.
But the Air Force now says that Eielson will lose a total of 668 military and civilian positions by the end of fiscal year 2013, September 1st of next year. Eielson spokeswoman Lieutenant Yvette Whistler says that information came from top-level Air Force commanders and reflects the number crunching that the service has engaged in.
We've kind of gone from the big overarching idea of moving the F-16s to kind of narrowing it down to how it will affect Eielson.
Lieutenant General Stephen Hoog, the head of the Alaskan Command, told Alaska legislators last month that there are about 900 military and civilian personnel at Eielson involved with the F-16s there, but he couldn't say how many would be affected by the proposal to move the unit to Elmendorf-Richardson. He said that wouldn't be known until the Air Force sends a survey team to Alaska to conduct an in-depth analysis. The head of Eielson's Government Employees Union Local agrees. Rick Jansen says he's dubious of the Air Force's 668 figure.
I have no clue how they determined those numbers.
Jansen recommends a healthy dose of skepticism on such numbers.
Until we get the SATAF team up here, which is the Air Force's team that's going to do the economic impact study, and we can ask them questions on how much is it going to cost to move them and are we really saving the Air Force money. We're kind of out there relying on the stuff that PA put out.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.